Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine a runaway train, right? But instead of relying on a conductor to pull the brake, the engine is wired so that bypassing a red light literally melts the ignition circuit.
Yeah, the math of the system just physically destroys its own ability to move.
Exactly. And that is the level of, like, absolute constraint we are unpacking for you today. We're looking at a pretty dense doctrinal report on ternary logic constitutional survivability.
Right, which sounds like a mouthful.
Yeah.
I know. But the mission here is figuring out how to physically force AI systems to act ethically. I mean, even when they're under active attack by hackers or, rogue admins.
So to get why we need extreme architecture like that, we have to look at the flaw in how current AI makes decisions, the whole binary problem.
Yeah, because current systems are fundamentally constrained by binary logic. So an algorithm is forced to output an allow or a deny.
Right, a one or a zero. There's no in between.
Exactly. But that compulsion to guess rather than pause during extreme uncertainty, well, that's what triggers cascading algorithmic disasters, financial flash crashes, for example.
Which is where ternary logic comes in. It introduces a third physical state to the silicon. The report calls it the epistemic hold, or the sacred zero.
The sacred zero, yeah. It's such a great term. It basically formalizes ambiguity into a functional, deliberate pause.
So the hardware essentially just decouples the circuit.
Right. When the logic encounters an ethical conflict, it drops into this high impedance state. It halts the execution pipeline without consuming dynamic power.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it safely suspends the system until institutional resolution. It's a literal fail-closed mechanism to stop catastrophic wrong guesses.
But hold on, I have to push back here. If an autonomous vehicle just freezes out of uncertainty on a busy highway, I mean, that deliberate pause causes the exact crash we're trying to avoid.
Well, you have to separate a computational safe stall from unguided physical action. Hmm. Here, uncertainty is a hard structural boundary, not a bug.
Oh, I see. So paralyzing the core AI pipeline prevents it from actively calculating a lethal maneuver.
Exactly. Low-level kinetic systems handle the physical braking, but the high-level AI brain just stops guessing about who to hit.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do we ensure it isn't just secretly skipping the ethical evaluation? Like, a rogue system could just feign compliance, right?
That vulnerability is patched by the no log equals no action invariant. The architecture mandates that memory is a physical prerequisite for agency.
Meaning the AI has to generate a record first.
Right. Before moving, it must generate an immutable, cryptographically sealed moral trace log of its reasoning.
And this isn't just some audit file you check later. The system literally cannot derive the decryption key needed to execute a command without the valid hash of this log.
Yep.
So it's like a vault that only physically unlocks if you first carve your exact reasoning for opening it into a permanent stone tablet.
That's a perfect analogy. If the math of the ethical reasoning doesn't check out, the key doesn't physically complete the circuit. The hash is the actual bridge for the electrical signal.
That is wild.
And furthermore, this log is anchored to public decentralized blockchains.
So a rogue admin couldn't even delete the record to cover their tracks.
Right, because the trace is distributed globally before the physical action even executes.
But wait, if that vault is built in software, an admin with root access can just alter the code to bypass the evaluation entirely. I mean, we see software workarounds all the time.
Which brings us to the emulation trap. Companies will try to run this ternary logic on traditional binary servers. The report calls this quiet adoption.
Oh, so it gives them the PR boost of claiming ethical compliance, but they stay on bypassable software to maintain ultimate control.
Exactly. True survivability actually demands delay-insensitive ternary logic hardware chips, DITL chips.
Right, because on a physical DITL chip, the execution pipeline is asynchronous. The next command is physically dependent on the electrical completion of the previous step.
Yeah, the physical logic gates require the exact voltage of that third ternary state to complete the handshake.
So if a rogue admin tries to bypass the rules through software, the pipeline just experiences an unhackable stall.
Right. The logic gates literally starve for the signal and freeze. It takes compliance out of corporate policy and just bakes it into physics.
So true AI accountability really isn't about voluntary software policies. It requires making ethics mathematically and physically inevitable at the microchip level.
Because if the constraint isn't etched into silicon, it just remains this fragile layer that will inevitably collapse under adversarial pressure.
Which leaves you with a pretty unsettling question. If ironclad AI safety absolutely demands entirely new physical ternary microchips to enforce this sacred zero, What does that mean for the millions of traditional binary servers already running highly autonomous AI worldwide?
Yeah, are they fundamentally unfixable?
Right, just a fleet of runaway trains with no way to destroy the ignition. Think about that next time you see an AI making a decision on its own.